Hey, we've got a podcast to do. So, Julie.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess we should open this and say, welcome to A Couple of Dusty Muffins, growing dustier by the day. I'm Penny Legate, along with my best friend,
Julie Blacklow.
Julie Blacklow.
Hello, Muffin World. Yes, today we are talking about a subject that I think is really important and came very much into focus during the 2.5+ years of COVID, when a lot of us didn't even want to get out of bed in the morning and weren't motivated to do anything. And I have always been a big believer in the idea of time well wasted.
I love that phrase.
Because I think we humans are about human doings rather than human beings. Mm-hmm. And so we forget sometimes we're always in a rush to do this or get that, especially if you have kids and a job. And you and I have both been through that, those years, that we just keep going, moving forward. And I was never very good at wasting time because I didn't feel that I could afford to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to be still and sometimes just stay in bed all day or do nothing or go out in nature or just not accomplish anything but being. What do you think about that?
Well, you said you're a person that doesn't waste time. I feel like I am a totally different personality that way. I like to waste time. I'm a total procrastinator. When I have a project, it's like, you know, it could be 3 months down the road that it's due, but I won't start on it until about 2 weeks before. And then it's a complete panic, meltdown, crying, screaming, and then it gets done. So somewhere in that space of time, I'm more of a daydreamer type. I really like being quiet, but I wasn't always that way. And I think it's taken getting to this age where I am now, I'm 67, to not feel guilty about it. I find my greatest revelations, my greatest peace, my greatest sense of accomplishment, believe it or not, is in my time when I'm just being. So yeah. I can go outside and just sit, you know, just sit on the back patio and I can listen and I can feel the breeze. But you have to really, this is kind of a mindfulness practice, really.
Yes.
And that to me is the ultimate being.
It's a meditation.
And it's meditation. Like Eckhart Tolle is always talking about be present, be present, be present.
So you were the kind of kid when you were a kid, like my kid, who would wait until Sunday night to say, I have a diorama due in school the next day that requires 14 shoeboxes and creative, you know, cutting up dinosaurs to look real and painted and have it all done by the next morning. Right. Yes, I was the kid who started 2 weeks before it was due.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I am the-
How do you do that?
Well, I it's the kid who always, I remember as a little girl, I made my bed every morning. I had to have it a certain way. I must be OCD that way. And then you have a career, a 40-year career in television news where you have to have a little film done every day in an 8-hour period.
Right.
And if you miss a deadline. Right. So my brain is now programmed, enhancing all the traits I had as a child, saying you can't be late. You have to have it done. If you miss your slot in the 5 o'clock news, you'll probably get your ass kicked by the news director and be in trouble. So we had to have it done. So I'm a deadline person and I don't wait.
Well, interestingly, I had the same kind of stuff when I was in TV news. It didn't help me. I got my pieces done on time because I had to. But if I could have waited a couple of weeks to write the story and then maybe tweak it and come back, I mean.
No.
The problem is I feel like a loser, right? And I don't think I am because it's just another style, isn't it? I'm just better at wasting time.
I think the term wasted is probably inappropriate. I think time doing nothing is time well spent rather than wasted.
I agree.
So, you know, I've heard the phrase time well wasted. I think someone's written a song about it or some damn thing, but I think it's time for oneself, especially women. And I wish someone had told me to waste time or spend time for myself more when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s being crazy. Raising a kid as a single parent, having a 50, 60 hour a week job, and that I'd taken more time to, you know, stop and smell the roses, so to speak. But now, is it just a function of getting old? But COVID made us all stop. Yeah. And I'm not saying COVID is a blessing by any stretch of the imagination. I lost many friends to this terrible scourge, but
it did have some benefit.
It made us stop.
Yeah.
And reflect. And one of the things, sadly, that I learned was I don't need that many people anymore. Yes. And so I've become more reclusive, and I started painting, and I turned my garage into a little art studio. And that's my meditation. So when I'm there, I get lost, and that's time well spent. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading more. Of course, I don't have a kid. I'm not raising a kid anymore. I don't have a regular job. I'm a lot busier than I expected to be. So
what would you consider then wasting time? I mean, maybe that's just, or maybe just being.
I think it's a wrong term. Yeah.
Yeah. Being. Yeah.
Just sitting and thinking, closing my eyes, yeah. Sitting in my horse's stall mm-hmm. at the ranch. I don't ride that much anymore, but just being in her stall and watching her eat, listening to her mm-hmm. crunch her hay. Mm-hmm. Walking across from the ranch, there's the Snoqualmie River is there, you know, so I like to just close my eyes and think about things mm-hmm. or not think. It's hard not to think, but just be quiet.
Right. My favorite day mm-hmm. on my calendar is what I call complete white space, where there's not one meeting, not one exercise appointment, not one lunch with a friend or whatever on the calendar, not a thing.
That's great.
And being married to Craig, that is a really hard thing to accomplish. Yes. He's like, the worst thing I hear from him is, let's get out our calendars and compare where we're doing this. And it's God. Just like, oh.
No, I like blank spaces too. My you know, happiest so. Week is when I look at it and there's nothing for days in a row.
Yeah.
Yep. So I love it. That's my favorite thing. So
and somehow I fill up the days with nothing that it makes me happy.
Well, you have to finish editing that story that you've been putting off forever. Yeah,
but it was shot back in May and now it's October. So I know November. So you can see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
to say one more thing about being quiet because I want to share this with people. This was so wondrous. If we're quiet, if we observe, it's amazing what we can see and feel. So, okay. It's morning at our house. Craig's in on his phone and doing all his business. And I wander outside in my bathrobe and there's a spider web that's been hanging beautifully kind of over an outside table. I've been watching this spider and I've tried to photograph her in all kinds of light, but spider webs are very hard to photograph unless you're your partner, Laddie.
Yeah.
Who takes great pictures. But anyway, it's been a challenge. So I'm out there and trying to take a picture of her. And it seems like she has like some big kind of prey in her web. And I'm going, oh my gosh, this could be a great photo. It turns out that the prey is actually a little maple leaf that's all dried up. And the leaf is folded. So it's got little spindly, you know, ends sticking out. So it looks like legs and arms, but it's a little leaf. And she's over there fiddling around with it. And I'm thinking, does she think this is food or what is she doing? No. Oh no. Spider lady is stretching her little leg behind her and pushing the leaf up, pulling another little strand off of the leaf. Then she goes around the other side and pulls a little strand of her web off the leaf. And she works on this for like 15 minutes, pulling, pushing, legs stretched out like full, you know, extension. And she dislodges that little leaf from her web. And my belief is that she does that because it looks it identifies where the web is, right? Because any other insects or something coming around, they see the piece of leaf hanging there in the middle of the air. And they're going, could be a spider web there. I better go around. But I don't know how bugs think. No. They don't want to be seen, right?
Those are miracles.
Yeah.
If we take the time to look.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Taking a deep breath, stopping the endless running around.
Endless looking at our phones.
Oh, well, that's we're going to talk about that on another podcast.
I'm guilty of it. You know, if I don't
addiction.
Look at it every 10 minutes, it's like my phone is like burning a hole in my pocket. And
I know. And if I can't find mine, if I misplace it, I go into like cardiac arrest. I mean, really, I panic. That addiction is not healthy either.
Mm-hmm.
But the addiction of just stopping for a while, even if it's only 10 minutes a day, will do us all good.
Yes.
I don't say waste time, but appreciate it.
Yeah. Go be present. Look around. Even if it's just sitting on your couch, even just looking out the window or staring at a book. You don't even have to read it. Just be, just be there. Just,
I know.
And hey, everybody, Julie and I finally got on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, we're old and a little slow at this, but you can find us there. And you can also drop us a line at cupladustymuffins@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
All right, honey.
All right, honey. I love you.
Love you too.
But we can't wrap up the show without tipping our hats to production director Clem Daniels. Thanks so much, Clem, for making us sound so good.